KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN. Now live from Oakland, here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Thank you very much, John. We are listening live here at Riverside High School tonight as we get ready for some postseason basketball this evening as the Cam Cougars come a-calling here to take on the Riverside Bulldogs as we move on here in district basketball play. It's a district semifinal here tonight, and the winner will move on right now, scheduled to be played on Thursday night, a game that we played right now scheduled for Trainer High School, and it'd be the winner of West Harrison and Underwood, that game going on in Underwood here tonight. We'll try to get you some updates on that ball game throughout the evening here as well, but the winner there, and then that would be the district final, and there would be one more game, a sub-state final, that would be the last step to state here for these two teams, or for the teams once they get to that point here, and the teams here tonight are trying to eye just doing just that, and the Riverside Bulldogs have had a terrific season here so far, 21-1 on the season, and they're looking to try to get a win here tonight over a tough Cam Cougar team that's coming off a extra session ball game here to get to this one, as they had a big rough and tumble game and went to three overtimes to get to this point, and we should have a fun ball game here now with this matchup tonight.
Well, yeah, the Cougars picked up a 73-70 triple overtime win over AHST in their first round district game, and that avenged a season opening loss that we had for you here on the air way back in December when they lost on the road at AHST. And boy, a couple of big performances. Trevor McKee finished with 33 points, 9 rebounds, 6 steals in the ballgame. Michael Holstey had a 23-point night in that contest for the Cam Cougars, shooting 4 of 9 from the arc as they picked up the victory over AHST. It was a tough game all the way through. The game was never far apart. And they got into the first, second overtimes still square before Cam outscored AHST 10-7 in that third and final overtime to pick up that three-point victory. On the other side for Riverside, they picked up a much tougher-than-expected victory over Griswold in the first round, a 59-56 victory that saw them have to rally a bit. They were trailing going into the fourth quarter. I take that back. They were leading by two going into the fourth quarter, and they picked up that three-point victory. But it was a rough-and-tumble game all the way throughout. It was just a two-point game at halftime, a three-point game after three quarters. It was one of those games where they really had to work hard to pick up that victory. And they got a lot from the guy they expect to get a lot from, is Ricky Williams at 27 points, 20 rebounds. He also found time to dish out three assists in that ball game. Also 11 points for Garrett Graves in the contest. Riverside made things tough for themselves, though, from the free throw line. They made just 14 of their 27 attempts, and they know they need to shoot better than that.
Yeah, they'll have to do better than that here tonight to get past the Cam Cougars. And both teams have just started to finish up their warm-ups here tonight. They're making some adjustments to the baskets here, getting everything all ship-shape, ready to go for basketball here tonight. And we'll go ahead and take a quick break, come back and look at the starting lineups here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Home Realty, for all of your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets. Call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel in Atlantic. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. They also offer write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Garacki and Carrick a call at 243-7770.
Welcome back here to Riverside High School as we get set for boys district semifinal action here tonight in Class 1A between the Cam Cougars and the Riverside Bulldogs. And both teams about ready to be introduced here to the crowd, and we'll go ahead and take a look at them here for you. For the Cam Cougars, their head coach Brian Fogelman, they're 9-13 here on the season, and here's their starting lineup tonight. Number 13, Michael Holstey, the 6-foot junior. Number 15, Logan Dinkla, the 6-foot junior. Also number 23, Trevor McKee, the 6'3 senior. Number 33, Tanner Winther, the 6'1 sophomore. And number 43, Tate Winther, the 6'5 sophomore. That's your starting five for the Cougars.
Well, the Cougars depend a lot on two guys. Trevor McKee averaging almost 18 points a game. Michael Holstey just shy of 11 points per contest. They do the majority of the offensive damage. McKee also the leading rebounder on the season, averaging just shy of 10 a game. Holstie leads them in assists with 72, and they're both the top two steal guys as well, 48 and 47 on the season, as they do a lot of things for their ball clubs. As a team, Cam shoots 39.3% from the floor, 30.5% from the arc, and 53.5% from the free throw line.
That's a look at the Cam Cougars there for you. Now for the home squad, the Riverside Bulldogs, head coach Jason Chilingowski. There's 21-1 on the season here, and that only loss coming to Trainer here this year, and here's their starting five tonight. Number 12, Ian Patrick, the 6'1 senior. Number 14, Brady Ryan, the 5'10 junior. Number 24, Tanner Ford, the 5'11 junior. Number 50, Ricky Williams, the 6'7 senior. And number 52, Garrett Graves, the 6' junior. That's your starting lineup for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they depend, as you would imagine, very much on their big 6'7 center, Ricky Williams. He's averaging just shy of 28 points a game, shooting 61.5% from the floor, 44% from the arc as well, and 74% from the free throw line. As a team, they shoot 49.5% from the floor, 34.2% from the arc, and 67.6% from the free throw line. Williams averages 14.7 rebounds a game as well. He's dished out 61 assists, has 52 blocks. They get a lot of assists. They have 359 on the season, as they also have Brady Ryan with 93, Ian Patrick with 73. Ryan also leads them in steals with 59 on the season. So they do get some other production, but the points primarily come through the middle.
Yeah, if you're looking for that star watch tonight, it's a matchup between Trevor McKee and Ricky Williams, the two stars here for these two ball clubs this evening. Both teams have been introduced here to the crowd. We're about ready to get basketball started, but right now we're going to listen in here for your national anthem. Taken care of here this evening, and we're about ready to play basketball here tonight in the Class 1A District semifinal action. Once again, it's the Riverside Bulldogs, the host squad, against the Cam Cougars. And for the Riverside Bulldogs, they'll be wearing their home white uniforms with the gold lettering and the navy and gold trim. And for the Cam Cougars, their road royal blue uniforms with the white lettering and white trim. Trevor McKee in the center circle up against Ricky Williams, and we're about ready to play basketball here tonight. Officials are ready. They're going to blow the ball into play, and the ball is up, and the tap is won here by Riverside. They'll start off with the basketball. Brady Ryan out front with it. We'll kick it over right side in the hands of Patrick. Ian Patrick crossing over here towards the free throw line. Now we'll hang on to it. Dump it down low to Williams. Right back to Patrick on the cut. Missed the shot, though, on the run, and the rebound comes down to the Cougars. Into the hands now here of Winther. Tanner Winther back up top now into the hands of Michael Holstie. He'll set things up. He typically runs the point for the Cam Cougars. Now it's into the hands of Logan Dinkla. He'll pass it off back to Holstie. Down low, they go to baseline here to McKee. And slicing in there, Ricky Williams, good job coming from the other side to knock the ball out of his hands. It stays with the Cougars underneath.
Yeah, McKee was backing down, kind of thinking to himself, which way do I want to go? Where's my move? And in the meantime, Williams flashed across to knock it free.
And a nice lob on the inbound, Holstie to Trevor McKee, who goes up high and just taps it home off a nice inbound play, and the Cougars are up 2-0. Bulldogs will bring it now here into the front court. Patrick has it, stops at the free throw line, dumps it back outside. It's Williams on the dribble drive, stops at the free throw line. Now back outside to Patrick. He'll curl around, stop in the lane, float one up from 14, no good. Rebound goes into the hands of Williams. The height advantage showing that time on the board by Ricky Williams. Now a tough pass to Patrick, who was sliding through the lane. He knocked it out, picked up by Brady Ryan, and he saves possession. Back to Patrick now. They pass it off, and a slicing shot there from 15, missed by Tanner Ford. Rebound comes out long, though, to the Bulldogs. Now a pull-up by Ryan, and his jumper just inside the arc is good. Brady Ryan the bucket, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, nice off the dribble. They've been trying desperately to work that ball inside every time, every rotation down low, and they just haven't been able to find the shot attempts yet.
Outside on the other end now, the Cougars have it. Dinkler throws a bad pass off to Holste. He can't hang on to it, and it turns over now back to Riverside.
Chance Denny will check into the ballgame now for the first time here for the Cougars.
Tate Winther will check out, and we'll have ball ready to go here once again.
You know, the thing is, everybody who plays Riverside comes in with the same kind of an idea defensively, and that's to work over Ricky Williams as best you can. See if you can get him in foul trouble, because he's such a big part of their offense. The thing is, he's such a smart player, he doesn't put himself in bad positions.
And they're going to get a nice pass to down low that time, and a nice bucket up from there and in by Garrett Graves. He got the pass right on the block and was able to go up and get the easy one. 4-2 now here, Bulldogs. Pass into the front court here. Denny's going to pass it off to Holste. Holste loses the handle on it, picks it up off the floor, passes it back to McKee out top. McKee driving, kicks it off now. Back in the corner they go to Denny. Denny, the skip pass back up top into the hands here of Holste. He'll pick it up and dump it off to Dinkla. Now they work it around outside. Pass over right side into the hands here of Holste. Holste working it, driving inside, picks up the dribble, now shuffles it back here to McKee. He'll step back, take the shot just inside the arc, missed it. Rebound comes to Ricky Williams. Williams will dump it off now here to Ryan, and they'll work it left side to Patrick. Patrick off into the hands now here of Ford. Now they'll work it down low on the block. Williams, nice pass across to Graves. His shot's missed, but he gets fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. And that's a good example right there of just how unselfish Ricky Williams can be. A nice pass there across the lane to get to the guy that had a better look at it.
Well, and his impact on defense, too, the last trip down, Chance Denny came flashing through the lane, got the ball not more than about 6 or 8 feet from the basket in the middle of the lane, but never even looked at the rim. He was immediately looking to get rid of the ball because you always know Ricky Williams is lounging around somewhere back there.
Graves knocks down the first free throw. That foul was whistled by on Tanner Winther. That'll be the first here of the ball game. Graves sets up now here for the second free throw. It's up on the way, and that one goes home. Graves the bucket in 6-2. Bulldogs on top. Cam will bring it across the timeline. Little Rolling Hills Western Iowa Conference matchup here tonight in the postseason. Holste out top will dribble left side. It's curled around the defender, goes baseline. Lost the handle, saves it back up top net of Dinkla. Now in the hands of McKee. Holste will get it back now. Holste, one dribble and picks it up. Now needs some help. Looking, it'll bounce past it, and it's out of the reach there of McKee's, just able to save it before it goes out of bounds. McKee now working hard on the dribble. Will go all the way right side. Nice shot on the run. Up over the top with the quick flip off the glass. So now it's 6-4. All 4 points so far for the Cougars coming from Trevor McKee. 4:27 left to go here, first quarter. Nice pass to Ryan curling around. Kicks it off to Patrick. Baseline, Jay, good.
Good ball movement. Into Ricky Williams' hands, into the middle of the paint, kick back out to the baseline jumper.
8-4, Bulldogs on top. Winther back out now to here to Holste as the Cougars will drive. Holste left side, kicks it out, Dinkla, pump fake, drives inside, dump back out. Into the hands of Tate Winther, who's checked back in. Now it's off to McKee, and we have a timeout taken here from the Cam Cougar bench. And 32nd timeout here called by the Cougars.
Yeah, just no real rhyme or purpose to that last possession. The ball was just kind of floating around and nobody even looking really at the rim at that point. And it seemed like when they got open looks, it was the wrong guys hanging on to the basketball out there around the arc. So let's kind of sit down, settle this down, get it cleaned up again. And as I said, Ricky Williams, you know, everywhere he goes, offensive and defensive, always has an impact on the basketball game. Sometimes he doesn't have to do anything. Sometimes it's just him being around. So, and that was the case in that last possession there, too.
So now we'll see the ball inbounded here underneath as the Cougars come out of the quick 30-second break. It's going to be the end of the hands here of Michael Holste to lob it in. Holste will get it in here to McKee. McKee back up top into the hands here of Dinkla. Now they work it around in the corner. Holste back up top. It goes to Winther. Skip across. Dinkla bounce pass down inside. Nice turnaround. High hooking shot over the top of Ricky Williams that time by Tate Winther. 8-6 now your score here. Bulldogs the lead in the basketball. Ford's going to have it out top this time. He'll give it off now to Graves on the arc. Graves back out to Ryan out front. Ryan back over left side to Ford. Ford to Patrick. Jumper at the free throw line. Good.
Boy, if that's open all night, you're going to have a hard time beating this Riverside team. That's just easy. That's a free throw.
That's an easy look there that time for Patrick, and really nobody there to contest him at all. Pass up top now here to Holste. 3:13 left to go, opening quarter. It's 10-6. Riverside on top with Cam. Drive here by Dinkla. He'll pick it up, dump it off to Holste. Holste will hang on to it out front. Passes it off now to Winther. Now back into the hands of Dinkla. Dinkla will drive. Stops, picks up his dribble. Bounce pass back out to Holste. Holste out front with it. Not a lot of movement right now here by the Cougars. Now it's tapped, stolen away, and on the floor, a tie-up. Holste able to save it and throws it in the hands here of Dinkla. And now Holste will have it back. Almost a steal that time by Brady Ryan, but couldn't quite come up with it on the scramble on the floor. Back up top now, it's into the hands of McKee, and he'll run it this time. Spread things out, and he'll try the three at the top of the key. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Ford. Ford will bring it across. 2:21 left to go here in this opening quarter. Pass off now here to Graves. Graves hanging on to it. Back over now to Ford. Ford will dribble here to the left wing. Now kick it back up top to Patrick. Back to Ford. Back to Patrick. They leave him open on the arc. He pump fakes. Now drives in. Stops. Kicks it back outside here to Ford. Now Ryan. Now to Ricky Williams. In traffic. Double team. Falling back. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Tanner Winther. McKee will bring it into the front court for the Cougars. Working now against Patrick. Driving in right side. Floats one up. Off the glass high and gets it to go.
Wow.
That's a tough shot there by Trevor McKee.
Fall away, tough angle, high shot off the backboard.
10-8 your score now, back to a two-point margin. Lob here on the other side, Williams has it, tries to feed a pass down low, it's tipped and stolen. Into the hands of Logan Dinkla, and here come the Cougars, back the other direction. Holste has it, now dumps it off here to McKee. He stumbles as he got tied up, and they're going to call a traveling violation, and it'll turn right back over here to Riverside. 1:17 left to go here in this first quarter. It's 10-8. Riverside on top. A couple of substitutions here as well. Into the ballgame, David Anderson, the 6'1 junior here for Riverside. Also coming in is Kyle Myers, the 6'6 junior. Pass up here into the front court. Patrick dumps it off now here into the hands of Myers. Turnaround jumper is good. 12-8 now your score. Back to a four-point lead here for Riverside. Pass in the middle now for the Cougars. Dinkla has it off to Holste. He'll drive left side. Stops though and pulls it back out top. Guarded closely here by Ryan. Crossover Holste. Bounce pass off into the hands of Tate Winther. Now it's to Dinkla. Dinkla will drive right side. Curling around. Runner on the way. Rolls out. No good. Rebound fought for. Tapped around and Williams comes up with it. Bulldogs back the other way. Ryan will run. He'll go right side. Kick in the corner. Pump fake and now back up top, it goes to Ryan. Ryan will try the three, top of the key, that's short. Rebound comes out long to Michael Holste. Cougars get it back. 21 seconds left to go in the quarter. Crossover here, Holste gets it across the timeline. Guarded closely again here by Ryan. They're really pressuring him out front. Holste keeps driving all the way in. High shot up, trying to flip it up over Williams. He adjusted it, and it was way too high. Missed everything, and now the rebound. The Bulldogs back the other way. Williams on the block in transition. Tries to fight back to get a shot, and he's fouled with just 2 seconds left here on the clock at the end of this first quarter, and he'll go to the line here to shoot two. Foul going to be whistled against Tate Winther. That'll be his first. Second team foul here against the Cougars. And now at the line, Ricky Williams for a pair.
Well, Williams has yet to score. This is maybe a good chance to get him kind of going here on the offensive side.
And he knocks down the first free throw. One more coming here for Ricky Williams. 2 seconds left to go in the quarter here after the free throw attempt. up and good. So the Cougars will get a chance to inbound. They'll throw it in. Holstie, he's not going to get a shot off here before time runs out. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. 14-8, Riverside leads after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bank accounts aren't one-size-fits-all, which is why Shelby County State Bank created the GoBank account specifically for students. See what makes GoBank the account students need to have at GoBankSCSB.com. Shelby County State Bank, banking for life. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics. And Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
8-8, Riverside leading Cam after one quarter of play in this boys' 1A district semifinal. Cougar basketball as we go to the second quarter. They'll inbound and get the offense started. Logan Dinklet takes the feed and he'll hand it to Michael Holstie. And they'll flip it across far side to Winther. It's hard to say Winther. There are three of them on the team. Tanner has it right now as he took the pass from Tate. Winther off here to the near side. Leaves it again for Dinklet. Back across it goes to Tanner. Winther out top. Now they set up McKee out high. McKee working one-on-one against Ian Patrick. He steps back, works the lane, now kicks it back out top, and they'll reset. Half a minute gone here in the second period. Riverside by six here early. Holstie out top. They screen one way. They screen the other way. Now he drives baseline, gets cut off, kicks it out. McKee with it now, top of the circle. Down low to Winther, and he turned in the lane, and he is fouled underneath as he got the pass cutting down the lane. And the foul is going to be whistled against Brady Ryan. That'll be his first team foul against the Bulldogs. Ball out of bounds to the Cougars. Holstie will look to inbound. He'll fire it out top to Dinkla. Now over here near side, it's McKee wide open on the circle. Missed the shot. Had a wide open look at a three. It looked good off his hand, but came up off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Williams, and the Bulldogs back the other way. Front court, far side with the basketball now is David Anderson. He'll dump it to Patrick, who scrooches across the lane. Shot just outside the free throw lane is no good. Rebounded inside by Trevor McKee, and McKee will run the floor. McKee up the far left side, curls into the lane, stops and leaves it out top. Holstie will reset here for Cam. Holstie gets the screen, goes left side now, hesitates, now drives underneath to kick across. It's Winther here near side. He'll fire up a three, and that's good. That is Tanner Winther rattling home the three ball. And it's 14-11. Bulldogs lead by three with the basketball. Anderson off the left side of the arc now. Dumps it out top for Patrick. Patrick will run the offense top of the circle. Dribble into the free throw line. Kick it back to Anderson. Anderson looking low. They have Myers posting here on the left side. Now into the corner it goes to Ryan. Down low Myers. He turns. Nothing home. Out to Anderson. Cross right side Patrick. He'll dribble to the elbow. Dump it down for Williams. Williams off the block, down right side, kicks it all the way across. It's a wide open three ball on the way, and it rattles home for David Anderson. Anderson off the bench, buries a triple. They answer right back after the Cougars three, and it's 17-11 in favor of the Bulldogs. Cam basketball front court, out top Dinkley, into the center circle it goes now to Holstie. He'll run the offense from there. Off the dribble right side, stops, fires all the way across. Dinkley on the circle. Has a man in his face now as he leaves it for McKee. McKee, right side it comes. Winther, bounce pass inside, nobody home. It was Tanner Winther trying to find Tate Winther underneath, but Tate had dropped back, and the pass was right to Williams for the steal. Bulldogs with a six-point lead in the basketball. Right side it goes now to Anderson. Anderson off the dribble, dumps it right side, off the circle now. Patrick drives the lane, the kick across, through traffic, gets it to Ryan. He fires an awkward pass. It's tipped by McKee and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Riverside ball far side. Anderson will be the one to key it in. He'll leave it up top for Patrick. Patrick off the grab, dumps down low left side. The short soft banker, no good. Rebound underneath by Myers. His put back in traffic is good. Kyle Myers has come off the bench with a couple of field goals here. It's 19-11 in favor of Riverside. McKee will run the offense this time across the half-court stripe for the Cougars as he works down one-on-one into the lane right side. The little one-hand floater, no good off the rim, rebounded immediately by Williams. Cougars just spread out across the baseline that time, trying to clear out lots of space for McKee to create. Now Williams to the front court, to the right side. Patrick off the dribble. Patrick back to Williams. Williams on the circle. He'll take the three once in a while. Out top it goes now to Patrick. Now Anderson with it, looking for some help as he picked up his dribble. Hands it off to Ryan. Brady Ryan working one-on-one against Holstein. Comes left side, stops. A little one-hand floater up and good. Tough little shot there by Brady Ryan. That little one-hand floater, a little teardrop, came from about 10 feet away, and it's 21-11 now. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Bulldogs is at 10. Holstein out top here for the Cougars. Against Ryan, gets a double screen, goes left side. Into the corner, tries to go around Myers, gets caught on the baseline. Now out to Winther. Up top it goes to Dinkley. He'll drive the lane. Stops his pass, tipped out of bounds. Tried to stuff it inside for Tate Winther. Ball knocked away by the Dogs. Couple of substitutes back into the ballgame now. Actually, starters back in. Tanner Ford and Garrett Graves will check back in for Riverside. As the inbound pass comes here near side, it's McKee with it. Off the inbound, the buzzer sounded. The officials looked at him and said, just keep playing. Just keep playing. Cougars have the ball, trailing by 10 here right side. Holstein in the corner, shuffles it all the way across to Dinkler. From the left corner, his three is off the mark. Williams the rebound, he wants to run. He turns and heads up the floor. He'll take it down the lane. Oh, great spin move. Soft off the glass, no good though. Couldn't get the shot to fall. He comes up a little gimpy too. He might have landed funny. He's hobbling a bit up the floor as McKee runs and can't get the shot to go on the layup try. And he gets fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws. That foul will go against Ian Patrick. That's his first, just the second team foul against the Bulldogs.
Well, good recognition there by McKee, too, to know that he could get down the floor quicker without the challenge of Williams inside there to be able to try to get an attempt at the basket.
McKee makes the first free throw as Patrick will check out now. Into the ballgame is Michael Bertasini. Ricky Williams looked over at the bench as Coach Jason says, you okay? And he says, I'm fine. He's not going anywhere. Now the second free throw try is no good by McKee. Rebound and a foul. And the foul is going to go against Tate Winther. That'll be his second for the Cougars. As the Dogs got the rebound. And they'll get the basketball now. Winther will check out of the contest.
Quick update for you, too, on the other side here of the bracket. Underwood leads after her first quarter, 25-15 over West Harrison.
Chance Denny is checked back into the ballgame. 10-point lead there, huh?
Yep.
21-12. It's a 9-point lead here for Riverside. 3:18 left to go in this first quarter as Ryan off the dribble. Wow. Off the dribble. He takes it up from about 17 feet going to his left. He's a right-handed shooter, and he drops it right down the center of the strings. So Brady Ryan now with 6 points, and it's 23-12. Cougars out top. They try to screen out high for Holstein, see if they can get him started offensively. He drives to the left side, and he'll dump it off on the perimeter. Tanner Winther with it here to the near side. Leaves it for Dinkla. Dinkla off the dribble across to Denny. Chance Denny. Nowhere to go. He'll leave it for McKee. McKee at the left elbow now. Steps back off the circle. Gets a screen from Denny. Steps out. Going to try a two-pointer just inside the arc. It's no good. The high rebound was taken by Williams. It was slapped out of his hands by Dinkla as he snuck around backside. But it's out of bounds back to the Bulldogs. 2:34 left to go first half. 23-12, Riverside on top. Bulldogs up the floor. They work it here to the left side. Off the dribble with it. Tanner Ford into the lane. Quick jumper. No good. Rebound Graves. They keep it alive with the offensive glass. Bertasini back out top. Now it goes. Tanner Ford. Bertasini on the left side. Or right side, rather. Back out top. It comes once again. They work the ball off the perimeter. Now Bertasini across the lane, takes it the free throw line, dumps it low for Graves. Back outside it goes to Ford, and his three ball is nothing but the bottom half. First basket of the night for Tanner Ford. It's 25-12 now in favor of the Bulldogs.
Now, that's when this team gets really dangerous. You get those other guys making shots on the outside, and you got Ricky Williams down low. It's going to be a good night for you.
Cougars have the ball here near side. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Brady Ryan. That's going to be his second as he tried to slap the ball away from Trevor McKee and got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Ryan will check out now. Patrick will come back into the ball game for Riverside. You know, the easy thing for folks to do is to take a look at Riverside and say, wow, this team's just one guy. It's Ricky Williams. Well, he might score a lot of the points, but there are other skills on a basketball floor, too, and these guys all have the ability to step up and do what's needed. Down low, Cougars have it on the post now. It's McKee back out. It comes here to the corner, and traveling violation on Holtby. Holtby's got to be getting frustrated. He really hasn't gotten a single look so far here tonight.
Yeah, they've been way out on him on the pressure, and you can tell that he's kind of nervous with the ball handling sometimes, and it's really getting into his head a little bit here, I think.
Minute and a half left to go here before the break. 25-12, Bulldogs lead it, and they have the ball. Bertasini, I'm getting away with a walk there. A little double dribble as he lost the handle on the ball. Patrick now lobs it low, and it's tipped and stolen. Holtby with the steal. He wants to run, no advantage. Now he'll slow down here on the arc and leave it for McKee. McKee, to the left side, it goes now to Denny. He'll pull up, no shot there. He'll fire it across. Winther, back to Holtby, and they'll reset. Holtby in the center circle now, gets a screen, goes left, leaves it for Denny. Minute left to go here in the first half. Denny into the lane, ball stripped away. Ian Patrick with quick fingers took it away from him. Patrick now to the front court for the Bulldogs. Off to the right side. Bertasini with it out on the arc. High post now to Ricky Williams. Left side, Ian Patrick snuck down low. Williams spun and found him. Easy basket for Patrick. 27-12, Riverside. 38 seconds left to go in this second quarter. Cougar ball front court now. Holtby out top. Again, he'll run the show. He'll go left as they screen for him. Hesitates. Looks to the baseline. It's not there. Now back to Denny. Denny will drive the lane. Cut off there. His lob pass into traffic went nowhere. He picked up the dribble, had nowhere to go, and it's stolen by the Bulldogs. 18 seconds left in the half. Quickly ahead. Patrick left side now. Dogs work it out top. So they work it off the perimeter. Going to stand out top now. With it is Ford. 7 seconds left. Now Graves. Back to Ford. Back to Graves. Baseline. Right side shot off the glass and good. And that'll do it here in the first half. 2 seconds left as Graves took the pass down low, banked it softly off the window for two, and it's a healthy advantage here for the Bulldogs at intermission. 29-12 is our halftime score. Riverside has the lead over the Camp Cougars as we reach halftime here in this boys' Class 1A district semifinal. Dogs open up a 29-12 advantage. We'll take a break. Be back with more for you in just a moment. We're in Oakland tonight for this boys 1A district semifinal. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wickes & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Detter's offers a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514. Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs, where your initial sports injury evaluation is free. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. For details and directions, visit millerortho.com.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Oakland tonight. We're at Riverside High School, where the home fans are kind of happy right now. 29-12, Riverside with the lead over the Cougars, and they just really taken offense away from Cam here at this point. Cougars really haven't had a lot of good opportunities. Just one field goal in the second quarter, just 4 points in the quarter. They really struggled trying to get decent looks.
Yeah, they have. And, at Riverside, I think we've had the pleasure of seeing both sides of this team here this year, because we saw them play up in Audubon earlier this year, and it was just a totally different ball club. They were out of sync, weren't making shots, the sharing wasn't great. And then here tonight, you see where they are at their best and why they only have one loss on the season, because once they get going, they can start to knock down some shots and really share the basketball well, and you've really seen that, especially amped up in that second quarter. That was a terrific quarter there for the Bulldogs.
Well, let me throw this stat at you here tonight. Ricky Williams is one of the highest scoring players in all of Iowa high school basketball this year. He's averaging 27-plus points a game, all right? In the first half for the Bulldogs, there are six players on his team. Six of his teammates have scored more points than he has. Six, all right? And they're still leading. You'd look at that and think, wow, we've done our job tonight. We're shutting down Ricky Williams. But you know what? He might not be scoring, but he's pulling down rebounds. He's dishing the ball off. He's finding guys in good position. Ian Patrick ducking down the backside for a little toss and a basket off the window. You know, it's not always about how many points one guy can score. It's about how many points he can create.
Yeah, and he's certainly done that. Like you said, he's looked and gotten some easy shots for other guys out there on the floor where they hadn't had to work real hard to put the ball into the basket, and that's what you love to see from a guy like that. Sometimes you'll get players that, you know, have those type of physical skills and the size, and they just don't end up with that basketball mindset to where they can be a good team player, and that's definitely not the case with Ricky Williams. He's a guy that has good vision, and he can pass the ball well, and he's been doing that here so far for his team.
Well, he pivots so well. I mean, both underneath on the offensive and defensive side. He gets himself a good position for rebounds. He's able to spin, although that spin almost cost him there in the first half. He tried a little spin move to help get somebody open there, and kind of came up a little gimpy. It looks like he's okay. He just ran it off and didn't come out of the basketball game. But, you know, that's one thing you worry about, too, when you're a team like Riverside. You get a big kid like that in the small school class, that's a huge weapon, and you want to keep him on the floor as long as possible. But, yeah, those other kids, the other guys are doing the job tonight, too, for Riverside. As I said, seven players have scored here in the first half for Riverside, and all of them, well, six of them have scored more than Williams.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at those numbers for you specifically here in just a little bit. We'll take a quick time out. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. White Pole Road Cellular on Main Street in Anita offers the latest Verizon wireless cell phones, accessories, and upgrades. They also offer locksmith service with Wayne Johnson for your locksmith needs for residential and commercial. Give White Pole Road Cellular a call at 762-3022. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Oakland tonight as the home team with the lead, 29-12, as they come back on the floor out of the locker room here tonight. Coach Jason has them hustling out. The winner of this ball game will advance to play in a district final coming up, well, scheduled to be played on Thursday. If everybody is to believe, we're going to be blanketed in so much snow we won't be able to see each other from 6 feet. So if there's a snowstorm coming up, we'll figure it all out. But right now, the game's scheduled to be played Thursday night at Trainer, and the winner of this game will play the winner of the Underwood-West Harrison game. And is that game at half yet?
That is at halftime now, and Underwood leads that one 36-24 at the halftime break.
Underwood with a 12-point halftime advantage there, and Riverside with a 17-point lead here in this one tonight as the Bulldogs have gotten off to a pretty decent start, but they really kicked it up a lot in that second quarter and put some distance between themselves and these Camp Cougars here tonight. I want to remind you, too, while we've got the chance here at halftime, that we've got more basketball coming up for you this week. We're anticipating a game Thursday night. We'll see what the weather does to us, but Thursday night, as it sits right now, we will be in Adel at ADM High School, where the Atlantic Trojans will play round three with the Creston Panthers. Atlantic swept both games, both good hard-fought games during the regular season in Hawkeye 10 conference play, and now those two teams will have to face off one more time at a neutral court in the district final in Class 3A. 7 o'clock, the scheduled start time. We're on the air at 6:50, and we'll have all that action for you coming up on Thursday night. Saturday, we'll have a ball game for you as well. Not sure what it'll be at this particular time. It may very well be one of these two teams coming up on Thursday. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see what the schedule and the weather does to us here this next couple of days. But we will have a basketball game, a boys game for you coming up Saturday night as well here on the radio as we work down to the end of the season here. Somebody's going to end their season every time we step foot on a basketball court here from here on out.
That's very true. And some good games out there and some other good games out there here tonight as well. A couple of scores to pass along to you. Kemper Catholic leads IKM Manning 21-20 at halftime. And also Nottoway Valley up just 2 points on I-35 at halftime, 25-23 there in that ball game. And I was handed a note here a moment ago, so I got to pass along a little shout-out to Tanner Ford. He mentioned some other players doing well tonight here for Riverside. And Tanner Ford's sister, Lacey K. Ford, is listening up at South Dakota State here tonight. So I wanted to give her a little shout-out here this evening, listening to the ball game.
Very good. Any snow up there? Is it cold?
I'm sure there probably is.
Do they know basketball up there, or is it just hockey?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. All right. Well, very good. Well, glad to have those listeners along. You know, as always, you catch the game on AM 1220, FM 101.1 on the web. We always stream live at KJAN.com. And you can get it on your cell phone, too. Just download the KJAN app on your iPhone or your Android apparatus as well. If you got a smartphone, you have access to KJAN anywhere in the world. Remember when they could just hear us in southwest Iowa?
Yeah, it's ancient history now, I guess.
Well, we got a listener in Denmark, too, found, and I'm all over the place here anymore. So, yeah, we hear from folks all over. So, check it out. It's free. Download the KJAN app. Just search KJAN in the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store and keep us on your phone so you always have us near. Let's check numbers here as we get ready for the second half. For the Bulldogs, as I mentioned, seven players have dented the scoreboard already. Garrett Graves, Brady Ryan, Ian Patrick all have 6 points. Four in the first half for Kyle Myers, three each for Tanner Ford and David Anderson, and Ricky Williams with two here in the first half. For the Cougars, seven for Trevor McKee, three for Tanner Winther, and two for Tate Winther. Fouls, Tate Winther picked up two for Cam, and Riverside picked up two. Brady Ryan picked up two for Riverside here in the first half. So no real foul issues to deal with here in this first half of basketball. As we get ready to go to the third quarter of play, Chris will have the third quarter for you here as the two teams get some final instructions, just about ready to go.
Yep, just getting some final words here from the two head coaches here, Brian Fogelman and Jason Schillingowski, trying to talk to their ball clubs. Of course, Jason, I'm sure he's not going to have too many non-positive things to say about how the first half went. Just keep doing what you're doing, guys. And for Cam, they're going to have to figure some things out as far as getting into more of a flow, especially on both ends of the floor. But on the offensive end, it's really been pretty stagnant for them. They've kind of just dribbled the ball around outside looking for something to happen and not a lot of movement out there. So we'll see if they try to do some more logistical setup things here to try to get some guys free and move the ball around a little bit to get better looks.
Well, I don't think we've ever done a game where we haven't said this first 4 minutes of the second half is important, but this could go one way or the other. I mean, Cam's either going to have an opportunity to do some positive things and get back in the ball game, or Riverside's going to have a chance to just put this thing away. So we'll see what happens.
And Riverside gets a chance to start with the basketball as well. Ian Patrick has it out front here as we start the third quarter. And a lob down low. Williams went up high to tap it to himself and then worked his way strongly to the basket and racks one up off the glass and in.
Oh, and did we say the big man has soft hands, too?
His first field goal of the contest, and it's now 31-12. Into the hands now on the other end here, McKee. He'll hand it off to Winther. That's Tanner Winther driving. Pass off. Tate Winther. His shot blocked by Williams. Now it's back outside. Winther able to recover it, and they get it back up top to Holstie. Holstie passes it off now here to Tate Winther. Back to Dinkla. Dinkla off to Tanner Winther. Back over to Holstie. Holstie, pump fake, crosses over. Now tries to look inside. McKee's not there, and a traveling violation as Holstie just moved that pivot foot a little bit.
Well, this is not the start the Cougars wanted. I'm sure they Riverside diagrammed that play that they wanted coming out of the locker room here tonight to get Williams involved in the action right away. Not so hot on the other side for the Cougars.
And now, again, Patrick has it here for the Bulldogs. They'll lob it down inside to Williams again. He'll go up. Soft touch. Missed it this time. Rebound tapped around. Williams comes up with it. Put back up and in. It's good. Ricky Williams staying with it. Tough there on the rebounding effort and gets the put back to go, and it's 33-12. Up the floor now. McKee has it. It is the starting five here for both teams to start this second half. McKee will drive, and he ran right into the defender. A little bit of movement there, and I think they are going to call the block. It's going to be whistled here against Garrett Graves. So Garrett Graves will pick up the foul.
Kind of a tough collision, too. That was a little hesitation before the duck in under. And those two guys hit pretty hard, but everybody okay. Everybody up.
And they are going to give the shots as well. They're going to call a shooting foul. So at the line, Trevor McKee misses the first one. He'll have one more coming. Cougars looking to break the ice here in the second half. Up off the bench now for Cam. Jordan Winther going to check in here as Tate Winther comes out. Second free throw up and good this time by McKee. So he gets one out of two. Up the floor now. Ryan will bring it up. It's Brady Ryan, Ian Patrick, Tanner Ford, Ricky Williams, and Garrett Graves out there. The starting lineup here for the Bulldogs. Ryan crosses over. Nice move to get himself free, and he pops the jumper home from the elbow. That's a great move there from the point guard, Ryan. And it's now 35-13. 6:15 left to go in the third quarter, and things going south right now here for the Cougars. Holstie out front will cross over, go left side. And now we're going to have a whistle.
5 second call.
5 second call, okay. Thought he had the move and the step around going to the basket, but they'll whistle him for the count. Turn it back over now here to the Bulldogs. Ryan out front with it. Stops, pump fakes, kicks it right side to Patrick. Patrick will dribble now into the lane. Stop at the elbow, kick it across for the three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down, tapped around. It's still in the air. Tapping it to himself as Williams tried to throw a pass across. It's knocked away. Patrick came up with it. He gets the shot to go and a foul call. Right place at the right time there for Ian Patrick.
Tanner Winther with the foul there for the Cougars.
So that'll be number two on Tanner. And now the chance for the three-point play here for Patrick. And it's off the back iron, no good. Rebound to McKee. Up the floor now, McKee with it. Throws it down low, a tough pass. So the guy, man was open. It was Jordan Winther underneath, but he threw it too hard and it's in out of his hands, out of bounds. Bulldogs get it back here. They stretched out their lead right now here to 37-13. 5:37 left to go here in the third quarter. Folks are walking along the sideline, and there's such a tight quarters there on the sideline, the officials want to wait until they get in their seats before they bump it back in.
Ah, impatient crowd here tonight, huh?
Should be happy. It's going well. That's going to go even better now here as Williams misses a shot, and Graves gets the rebound and the put back in.
Yeah, Williams doesn't get to the garbage. Graves picks it up on the other side.
5:15 to go, third quarter. 39-13. Cougars need some offense desperately here. Dinkla on the outside will drive towards the free throw line, kick it back out here to Holstie, and now back to Dinkla. Dinkla into the hands of Holstie. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bounce pass now into the hands this time of Jordan Winther. Now back outside and a bump foul. Graves, a little hip check there against Logan Dinkla, and he'll pick up the foul. That'll be his second. Up off the bench, Chance Denny. Tate Winther going to check back in now here for the Cougars. McKee's going to get a breather right now.
You know, this hasn't been what you'd call a spectacular effort, overwhelmingly impressive effort by Riverside. It's been a workmanlike effort here tonight. They're just playing solid basketball.
Yeah, not making a lot of mistakes here so far tonight at all. Out top, it's into the hands here of Dinkla. He'll throw a bad pass across the stiff and stolen by Patrick. Two-on-one break over to Ryan. The flip to Williams, and that's good.
That was a tough second pass.
Ryan, a little behind-the-back curl to Ricky Williams, and he puts it home. 41-13, now a steal by Williams. He'll go the other way, working against Holstie. Wade stops, now he'll fire the jumper instead. It goes home.
Remember when Ricky Williams was the lowest scoring Bulldog on the score sheet?
Those days are over. Not so much anymore. Timeout called here by the Cougars, and it'll be a full timeout. So we'll take a break with them. 43-13, Riverside on top, 4:12 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fay Pharmacy, your prescription and healthcare needs headquarters in Adair. Visit Fay Pharmacy in Adair today. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle, your local trained dealer. If your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. Or visit their website at jacobson@iowatelecom.net. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira.
And welcome back here after the timeout. It's the Cougars back with possession of the basketball, and they're going to have it out top here, Holstie. He'll kick it over left side in the hands of Dinkla. Dinkla working out on the perimeter. McKee's back in there after his brief breather, and now he'll have it inside. Working in traffic, trying to fight through it. Gets it back out to Tanner Winther. He'll pump fake and drive. Baseline jumper rolls around and falls through. So the Cougars finally get their first field goal here of the second half.
Yeah, they desperately needed that, too. They were outscored 14-1 before that basket here in this third quarter.
43-15. Bulldogs on top. Working around the perimeter. Now over right side here to Ian Patrick. Patrick driving in. Steps back out. Now dumped down inside here into the hands of Williams. He turns, goes baseline. Up with a shot, no good. Rebound is going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Myers had a decent look at the rebound. Couldn't get a clean hand on it.
Inbound will come now here from McKee, and they get it into the hands of Holstie. He'll walk it up the floor. 3:12 left to go here in the third quarter. Pass over left side into the hands here of Dinkler. Back up top to Tanner Winther. Winther skips it back outside. Pass down low into the hands here of McKee. A shot blocked by Williams. Taken out of the air that time by David Anderson, and they'll push up the floor. Here's Patrick on the run. He'll go right side with it. Stop, fired across on the skip pass. Now down inside to Williams. He ducks the shoulder, and we're going to have a blocking foul called against Trevor McKee. And it'll be on the floor, so we'll inbound underneath. That's a tough one to take there. Big man ducked his shoulder that time to try to get some space. And now the lob will come inside. It's too tall, but it's picked up anyways by Anderson. He'll throw it over right side. Ryan the three, in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tanner Winther. Holstie, the quick pass up the floor to Dinkler. Dinkler tried to pass it back to Holstie. It's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Cougar basketball.
Yeah, that was that wasn't a fast break. That was more like a slow break. That just didn't get there as quickly as it needed to.
Holstie will inbound from underneath the basket. 2:38 left to go, third quarter. Riverside leading this one 43-15. Lob inside, into the hands of McKee. Turn around, jumper short. Rebound tapped out long. McKee has it. Now he'll pick it up, dump it down off the glass. It's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Ryan. He'll run up the floor with it. In the middle. Nice pass down low to Williams. Shot missed, though. Rebound and the putback try. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two.
Because he had eight arms right there trying to swat that ball away.
We'll see if they whistle it on. It's going to be against Trevor McKee. That'll be number two on him. Ricky Williams at the line here for a pair. That's off the mark on the first. No good. We'll have one more coming. Williams sets up for it here and knocks it down. 11 points for Williams. 44-15. Bulldogs on top. Cam brings it across the timeline here and gets it off left side in the hands of Jordan Winther, who's back in. Now off to Dinkler. He'll drive all the way down the right side of the lane. His shot was blocked, and it goes out of bounds. And now a substitution coming in here as Michael Bertasini will check back in now here for Riverside. Patrick's going to check out. Cougars have it underneath. 2:09 left to go, third quarter. It's Riverside 44, Cam 15. Right side pass, triple on the way from Tanner Winther, and he buries it. Tanner Winther now here with 8 points here now for the Cougars.
And that was a very rare wide open look for Cam.
44-18. Outside, they get it down to the high post, now at the elbow here to Williams. He'll hand it back off. Anderson lobs back down to Williams on the roll, and he gets the defender to fly by and puts it up off the glass and in.
Yeah, give it to somebody else for a second while I improve my position.
Great body control there to get the finish, too. Left side here now, Dinkler has it for the Cougars. He'll get cut off, has to bring it back up top. Now a Holstie right side, back up front to Tanner Winther. Winther, the skip pass back across left side, down low they try to go. Williams there, quick hands to knock it away, and it's stolen. He tapped it away, picked up by Kyle Myers. Now Ryan will run it into the front court. Far side, now into the hands of Williams. Jumper up on the way and good. Well, he's showing you can do it all now here in this third quarter. It's 48-18. 58 seconds left to go in the quarter. Right side dribble now here for the Cougars. Hand it off to Tanner Winther. Winther will curl around here at the top. Stops at the free throw line. Low bounce pass there to McKee. Back over to Holstie. Down inside now. Jordan Winther back outside Holstie. He'll try the three. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Williams. Ryan will bring it up the floor here. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Williams out on the arc with it. Turns, looks. Now he'll drive right side. Spins into the middle of the lane. Up with a shot. No good. Rebound pulled down inside by Jordan Winther. Good looking move there by Williams to get himself the shot, but couldn't get it to go that time. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Jordan Winther off to Holste. 9 seconds to go. Holste will drive left side of the baseline. Pass it across here to Winther. Now to McKee. 4 seconds. McKee picks up his dribble. He's guarded closely. Has to force up a tough three. Hits the rim. No good. And that'll do it here at the end of the third quarter. Big run here by the Bulldogs. They lead it 48-18 after three. Back with the fourth quarter in a moment. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply, family-owned and operated at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, specializing in top-quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic. For an appointment, give them a call at 243-1833. And BHS Services, LLC, call them for your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Oakland tonight. We go to the fourth quarter, fast-moving basketball game, as the Riverside Bulldogs have a 48-18 lead. A few more points, it'll get a lot faster moving as the Cougars trail here by 30. Remember when Ricky Williams had 2 points at halftime? Well, he doesn't anymore. He has 15 after the third quarter now. Lob down low right side. Oh, nice little floater. Wouldn't fall, but a free throw opportunity coming for Tate Winther as he took the lob pass down the right block. Tried to toss one up quickly. Foul down low, whistled against Michael Bertasini. That'll be his first. Third team foul against the Bulldogs. Winther at the line for two. First one is no good. 48-18. We're just underway here in the fourth quarter. The winner plays again. The loser gets to turn in the jerseys tomorrow. Nobody likes to do that. Second free throw, no good for Winther. Score remains 48-18, and the Dogs have the rebound of the basketball. Ryan front court, Bertasini down low, posting as Myers. He'll fall away and throw one up, no good. Williams had the rebound, tapped away right to Myers, backside, and he banks it back up and in. Right place at the right time. 50-18. Cougars ball front court now as they get across the timeline. McKee leaves it for Holste. Holste is scoreless in the basketball game. He's their second leading scorer. And he's fouled as he drives to try to kick the pass to the corner. Foul against the Bulldogs is going to be on Ryan. That'll be his third. Ball out of bounds down low. They lob it out top now. Right side pass knocked away out of bounds. It was meant for Holste, but David Anderson came across, knocked it away. Cougars inbound once again. Right side it goes. Open is Winther on the arc. He'll fire one up. No good. Williams the rebound. Tanner Winther missing on the three ball. Up the floor come the Bulldogs. Ryan out top will slow it up. Bring it back out top side now. Holste trying to work him over defensively. Gets a big screen from Ricky Williams and pulls up to hit the 18-footer. As Brady Ryan knocks down the jumper. He's in double digits now with 10. And it's 52-18. McKee left side trying to work one-on-one against Bertasini into the lane. Little one-hand floater up, no good. Rebound Dinkla underneath. He throws one back up quickly, and we have a foul down low. Two free throws coming here for Logan Dinkla. That foul's going to go on Kyle Myers. It'll be his first. That's the fifth team foul here in this half against the Bulldogs. Dinkla at the free throw line makes the first. That's his first point of the ballgame. One more try coming. And the second one on the way is in and out, no good. Williams the rebound. Dogs have the ball and the lead. It's 52-19. At the free throw line, Myers dumps it down low. Anderson tries to throw one up quickly underneath with one hand. Can't get it. Too far under the basket. Ball taken away by the Cougars. Holste underneath fires it all the way across here to Dinkler left side. He'll try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound tapped and controlled by Anderson. 6 minutes left to go here in this ball game. As he gets across the timeline, Anderson has the ball slapped out of his hands, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. We're going to have a whole bunch of subs coming into the ball game now. Tanner Ford is back into the contest for the Bulldogs. Ian Patrick is checked back in. Also coming in is Preston Steinhoff. Garrett Graves back into the lineup also for the Dogs. Bulldogs basketball. Ian Patrick will toss it to the backside. Ryan with it. Left side Patrick on the circle. He'll step back. And now drive to the free throw line. Looking for a little bit of help as he picked up that dribble. Dumps it back out top now for Ryan. Ryan has his pocket picked as Holste took it away from him. Holste struggled controlling it. Leaves it now for McKee, who brings it to the front side. McKee hesitates. Now drives the right side. Scoops one up. No good. That was halfway down and danced out. Rebound to the Dogs. Up the floor comes Ryan. Pull up. Free throw line. Jumper. Got it. Brady Ryan with a basket at the free throw line. It's 54-19, and we're going to play a running clock at this point. Get to that 35-point differential. Now McKee with a basketball out top. They scissored past him, and he'll drive the left side. Got caught in traffic. Shuffled a quick pass out as he fell to the floor. It's Dinkla. He scoops up a little jump hook. No good. Rebound inside to Patrick. Patrick has it now for Riverside. He'll bring it out on the dribble and get it across to the front side. Patrick here near side with it. He'll step it back out off the dribble. Work it just outside the free throw line where he'll stop and jump one in. Ian Patrick with a basket. Everything going right for the Bulldogs. 56-19. 4:45 left to play. Out top, Holste gets a screen. Drives left. Up, no good. We're going to have a foul, though, as Garrett Graves tried to slide in on him. He'll pick up his third. And that'll send Holste to the free throw, or rather, Michael Holste gets a chance to go to the free throw line, which means he'll get a chance for his first points of the night. Holste, as I mentioned, he's averaging double digits on the season, averaging just shy of 11 points a game. He has been skunked so far, and it continues as he misses the first free throw. How many shot attempts has he even had? Not very many.
Not many at all. It's been a really rough night for him. He's been doing the best he can just to maintain possession of the basketball and try to get it worked off to somebody else.
Second one is good, though, so Holste gets off the schneid as he drops one in. Chance Denny and Jordan Winther check back in for the Cougars. 56-20 now the score. Dogs lead it. Tanner Ford, a shot block. He pulled up at the left or right elbow. A shot blocked by McKee. McKee going to run the floor, and he'll take it the length and lay it in. Trevor McKee with a block and a finish. That's his first field goal since the first quarter. And that's your leading scorer, by the way.
To take two. Yeah.
Now Ford with it off the dribble out top. He'll look left side. Dump it for Ryan. Across it comes to Patrick. Patrick the pull-up. 17-footer won't go. Rebound McKee inside for the Cougars. They'll run the floor quickly. McKee up the left side. Stops at the arc. Drives across. Dumps it out top for Holste. 3:50 left to go. 56-22, Dogs lead it. Running one-hand floater, no good by Holste. But the Cougars keep the possession alive as they get the rebound. McKee now out right side, back for Holste. Holste off the dribble, going to curl into the lane and dump it out to Denny. Denny gets a screen, dumps right side, leaves it for McKee. McKee just inside the circle, steps back off the dribble, guns it here to the corner. Left side Holste, the lob underneath, that's Jordan Winther, basket, and won't go. Danced on the rim and fell off. But he gets fouled, and he'll get two free throws. Foul against Garrett Graves. That'll be his fourth. Jordan Winther now to the free throw line for the Cougars with 3 minutes 20 seconds remaining. They do stop the clock for free throws. And the first free throw rings in and out, no good. And for the Cougars, up off the bench, Trent Jessen will check in.
Quick update for you, too. It's Underwood leading after three, 53-37 over West Harrison.
Underwood looking good in that ball game. Second free throw, no good by Jordan Winther, and the rebound off the floor to the Bulldogs. Riverside ball to the front court now. Out top, it's Ryan. He'll pull up off the dribble and jump one up. No, danced off. Rebound McKee. McKee had a hard time handling the ball as Holste breaks up the floor quickly. Holste now gets the long pass and banks one in. Holstie ran the floor, hoping for the long pass. It finally came, and it's 56-24. Bulldogs on top. Left side with the basketball, Patrick now. As he'll step back off the circle. Looks low, nobody there, and fires it across here near side, now to Ford. Ford back out top. He'll leave it for Patrick, who will run the offense. Left side it goes. The lob down low is too tall. They tried to lob it down low that time. It was Preston Steinhoff. Tried to dump it underneath, but it was way too tall for Brady Ryan. Graves and Patrick will check out. Ryan will check out as well for the Bulldogs. Anderson is back in now for the Dogs. Bertasini also checking back into the contest. And Myers is back in as well. Cougars ball, 56-24. Riverside the lead. Holstie drives the lane all the way to the rack. The floater up won't go. Halfway out, or halfway in, and then came out. He'll get free throws, though. That foul whistled underneath is going to go against Michael Bertasini. That'll be his second. 56-24 is the score. In case you're wondering why it's under 35 now, but the clock is stopped for free throws, but the rule is on the 35-point rule. Stops for free throws, for injuries, for timeouts, those types of things. But it also won't go back to a regular clock unless the lead dips under 25. As the second free throw is no good, but McKee got the rebound and dumped it home. Trevor McKee with a basket. A couple of free throw misses there by Holstie. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. Riverside asked for timeout. It's a full, so we'll take a break. 56-26. The time is running out here for the Cougars. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Horizon Equipment. As a farmer, you depend on your equipment to keep operations running smoothly. That's why you need the John Deere Certified Service Technicians on your side. Visit Horizon Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Southwest Iowa, with 6 locations to better serve you. Pauly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to a friend. Turn to Pauly Jones Funeral Homes in Avoca and Walnut.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at iWestern Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, iWestern classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Chris Parks back with you here in Oakland. Quick shot by Tanner Ford. Missed the rebound. Put back inside by Kyle Myers was no good. And now the Cougars have the basketball. Just a minute 35 left to play here in the game. A 30-point lead for Riverside. As they leave it out top for Denny. He'll school it around now to Holstie. Holstie left side. Back to Denny, top of the circle. He'll load up for three, and that's good. Chance Denny knocks down the three. His first basket of the ball game. 56-29 now the score. Minute 15 remaining. High post, Steinhoff with it. He'll dump it off for Anderson. His running shot, no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's controlled by Jessen. He lost it, though. He tried to turn and go up the floor, and the dribble, it came up on him, and out of bounds it goes. It'll turn back over to Riverside. By the way, Chris, did I mention that we love South Dakota State University?
We do.
Yeah.
They have a good basketball team, too.
We're big fans.
Actually, I was a pretty good shot to make the tournament this year.
Hey, if they're listening, we're loving them. Bertasini will take the inbound here for Riverside. Back to Ford it goes. Tanner Ford working the dribble here near side with 40 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Ford will dump it back out top now to Anderson. Anderson will curl, get harassed by Holstie. Now foul reaching around from the backside as Holstie picks up just his first. Fourth team foul against the Cougars here in this second half. Denny will check out now as Tanner Winther is back into the ballgame. Bulldogs have it. It's an inbound out top. And Anderson will step it back now. Just 8 seconds left to go. And the Cougars are just going to let him finish it off. As the buzzer sounds, and that will do it. 56-29 is the final. A fast-moving basketball game here tonight. And the Bulldogs loving every minute of it as they win it. 56-29. We played this game in 59 minutes. Wow, it's a fast basketball game. We'll take a break and give you all the details in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Certified Auto Repair at 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Owner Corey Knudsen provides quality work in all areas of automotive repair. Give Corey a call today at 243-1392. Certified Auto Repair at 207 Olive in Atlantic. Camblin's Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camblin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic today. D&K Transport in Anita has enclosed and dump trailers that are great for landscapers, contractors, motorcyclists, or just for general use. They also have aluminum trailers. Give D&K Transport a call weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to 4 at 712-249-4711.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Oakland tonight, where the Riverside Bulldogs just keep the train a-rolling as they pick up the victory tonight, 56-29. Boy, the dogs got to eat, and they sure did tonight.
Yeah, they certainly did. That was pretty impressive. That was a good, like you said, kind of a good all-around workmanship time basketball game. Really played a good team game throughout the night. A lot of guys getting in the act, making baskets, and that's what they're going to need here down the end of the season. That's what you love to see as a coach, your team playing like that here down the stretch run. And we'll get the chance to now move on here to this district final.
Well, and, you know, when you carry around a name like Bulldogs, I mean, you have to live up to that. And especially when you're the biggest of the dogs, you kind of want to live up to that. We talked about Ricky Williams, the big 6'7", I don't know, I'm guessing 270, 275-pound senior center. He's a big guy. You know, he was sitting on 2 points at halftime, had 13 in the third quarter. It's still well below his average, but still a solid performance tonight as he finishes with 15 points. That's a game-high total here this evening for the Bulldogs. Three players in double digits tonight for Riverside as Brady Ryan finished with a dozen and also 10 points for Ian Patrick and a near miss from Garrett Graves. He finishes with 8 points here in the contest. Also, Kyle Myers off the bench with 6 3-points apiece for Tanner Ford and David Anderson also for Riverside in the contest tonight. They were 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Didn't get there much, didn't really need to. For the Cougars on the other side, Trevor McKee, his senior season comes to a close. He finishes with a dozen points here tonight. Also 8 points for Tanner Winther. 3 points apiece for Michael Holstey and also Chance Denny. 2 points for Tate Winther and 1 tonight for Logan Dinkler. The Cougars just 4 of 14 from the free throw line. Not very good from the line tonight, but you know what? They'd have had to go there an awful lot more to give themselves more of an opportunity here in this ball game tonight. It started kind of slowly for the Bulldogs. Cougars had their only lead of the game at 2-0 as they scored first, but that changed rather rapidly. It was 14-8 at the end of the first quarter, but a big second quarter put the Bulldogs up 29-12 at intermission, and they just ran away in the third quarter.
Yeah, it was a really big third quarter. You kind of, you know, we always talk about that start there, the second half, and things just really started to go south for Cam. And you could tell that it started to affect their psyche a little bit, too. Once they started to get that lead built up for Riverside, they were just in a terrific groove, were knocking down shots, getting a lot of open looks, and Cam, just the frustration kind of started to wear on him, and you weren't seeing those guys that you needed to step up, start to step up and make shots when you needed to stem the tide a little bit, and things just rolled from there for Riverside.
Yeah, 19-6 third quarter, and that was a quarter that, you know, if the Cougars had any designs on winning this game tonight, they really needed to have that quarter because they were down 17 at the half. It's not insurmountable, but you really can't afford to let yourself, it's not even so much going backwards. You need to move forward. You can't stay still at that point against a team like Riverside if you have an idea that you might have a chance to win this game, and it just didn't happen tonight. Bulldogs played a very good, solid basketball game here tonight. 56-29, they win it here this evening as they improved to 22-1 on the season. Cougars with the loss 9-14 on the year, and Riverside advances. They'll play in the district final against whom?
We don't have a final yet, but last we checked, it was Underwood up pretty big, 53-37 at the end of the third quarter there in that one.
So it's looking like the Eagles and the Bulldogs will have a rematch coming up in the district final. There are a couple of Western Iowa Conference foes. They know each other very, very well. That'll do it for us here tonight. And again, our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN, scheduled for Thursday night, as weather permitting, will be in Adel at ADM High School as the Atlantic Trojans will face off against the Creston Panthers on a Class 3A Boys District Final. Game time 7 o'clock on the air at 6:50 with the broadcast. You can listen on the radio, AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJAN.com, or on your smartphones just by downloading the free KJAN app. You can listen live to any of the ball games that we have coming down the stretch. Again, your final tonight, 56-29, Riverside, a winner over the Cam Cougars here this evening. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us tonight for high school basketball, and good night from Oakland.